Go. There we go. Hey, what's up? Happy MLK Day to you all out there.
It is MLK Day. Whoops.
You know, I don't think we quite made the record last week for longest running consecutive Twitter conversation between how many of us? Six people? Five, six
oh,
people?
Oh, good God, yes.
But we almost... I was mad at y'all Saturday morning. Oh, I was mad at you guys Saturday morning.
I thought we were going to kill Twitter doing that. That was just awesome.
Amazingly, we didn't lose any followers.
No, I actually got some. It was interesting.
Some people were probably trying to figure out, what the hell are they talking about?
I was up to 132. 132 of you followed me. For some crazy reason.
Because they liked that crazy conversation. I think it was the vampire and the boobs thing.
I had to think. I was like, what vampire in the boobs? I'm not a vampire, though I do like using my teeth. We did discuss this.
Oh, so you don't want my blood supply anymore, is what you're saying?
How is your blood supply?
I was their supplier. So you forgot the conversation. There's some people that are new to the show. They're like, what are they talking about? Well, see, if you were following us on Twitter, you may know exactly what we're talking about.
Yes. If you were following Twitter, because we had, who was it? Let me see. We had 12, and we had you, and we had Horace, and we had Jay, and we had Danger Doll, and we had ZQ77, and we all had like a Twitter train going all weekend. It was nuts.
Oh, wow.
And y'all started early? It was Jay, what, Saturday morning at like 7:30 in the morning?
At least that's 7 for him because he's in another time zone, so it's probably perfectly normal for him to be up. But I was dead to the world when my phone started going, bring, bring, bring. And I have my tweets off until a certain time in the morning, and it's probably right about then that it came on and all the tweets he'd done and all the tweets you guys were doing, I was angry. It's like, y'all are cutting into my I need to be quiet and coffee time.
That's hilarious.
Y'all didn't get cut. Okay, I do want to send some love out to our peoples over at Gamers Outreach Foundation. They opened a new booth up in Dallas. Uh-huh. I was supposed to be there, but unfortunately I had some family obligations prevented me from attending, but they opened a new booth last week, I want to say, maybe Thursday, Friday, somewhere in there, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, for the Gamers Outreach Foundation. I want to say Texas Children's Hospital, but I may be off on the charities. Some of y'all have a lot of charities we have to keep up with. Don't mean we don't love you. It's just a lot to keep up with, but congratulations. I know they've been talking about that for 2 years. I was in on the original conversation when they were talking about it, and it's hard to keep that juice in because I couldn't tell anybody, but now I can talk about it. So,
yay! She had juice. She was keeping it.
It's called a go kart. So, if I remember correctly, and Oopie, you need to send me over your official PR, please, so I don't have to be doing this all freeform without a net, but people can stop by and donate things at a cart.
That's cool.
How nice is that?
So what sort of things are we donating?
Games, consoles, and those things. So fantastical. I'm sure she'll update me because I know she's listening, and if she's not, I'm a cutter. But, yeah, so I was very, very happy to see that came to fruition. Like I said, these things take a while. You people who like to plan gaming events, you can't just plan it and have it happen next week. They started talking about this PAX in 2010.
Wow.
And
That's a while.
I was in the room listening and going, that sounds like a fantastic idea. I want to be there. And, you know, of course, they sent me the invite. I was like, sorry, I didn't know you were going to do it just that day.
My bad. Didn't know.
Sorry. So if y'all could just bring it down to Houston, that would have been a lot better because I could have, you know, kind of took a few pictures and leaned against some people and sat in some people's laps and that type of thing. You know how I do.
Very nice.
All right. It's time for some news.
It is time for some news, and I'm going to start off with some bad news first.
Oh, no. Bad news.
Yeah. Security breach. Covered live warnings of possible security breach.
Yes, I know. Oh, God, I hate that noise. I had that noise as my alarm for a long time.
That's why they use it for security breach. All right,
so GamePolitics.com. They say, while it isn't indicated on its official site, the Covert Live service has apparently been hacked, and some personal user data may have been compromised, according to an email sent to subscribers this evening. The live blogging technology is used by plenty of journalists, bloggers, or websites as an easy way to blog live events. Mm-hmm. All right, so from the letter, they said, Covert Live recently discovered that certain proprietary data files were accessed without authorization starting on or about January 7th, 2012. We have not yet determined if or to what extent Covert Live account information, usernames, email addresses, and or passwords were accessed. We do know, however, that financial account information has been compromised.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, they say our investigation is ongoing, and as a precautionary measure, we will implement required password resets for all active Covert Live accounts. We plan for this process to begin Saturday, January 14th, 2012 at 12 a.m. The next time you log in after the process has begun, you will also be asked to change your password before you will be allowed into your account. They say that they do not anticipate that they do not anticipate that you will experience a disruption in your events if you're using Covert Live while the change is invoked. Your passwords and account, all account passwords, what? Your password and all account passwords are encrypted as a standard Covert Live information security practice. They say they have no evidence that an unauthorized individual has actually retrieved such data. But they do say caution. So they say we take this matter seriously and continue to work to ensure that all appropriate measures are taken to protect your personal information from unauthorized access. A little bit late for that, guys. They say be especially cautious of phishing emails, which, you know, some of y'all aren't anyways, even if your stuff wasn't stolen.
Mm-mm.
You just kind of hand out your information. Hey, rob me blind.
Hey, they said I need to go here to update my account information to this link.
Yeah.
You don't have an account with those people.
All right, yeah. So if you're using Covert Live, you might want to watch your credit cards.
All right. Well, I got some charts, and then I got another tidbit I must share. Tinder, I must do it because it's about a game I've been waiting on for, I don't know, like a million years. But, all right, so your charts for last week.
They said number one, a Ginger and Koi.
No, these are game charts. We haven't made any games yet. Okay. So you got it. Number 10, Your Need for Speed, The Run. Number 9, Assassin's Creed Revelations. 8, Rage. Yes, I said Rage.
Rage.
Stop looking at me like they said Rage. Number 7 is Zumba Fitness 2. And number 6 is Zumba Fitness. Some of you were shaking it out over the weekend. Number 5, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Number 4, Battlefield 3. Number 3, Elder Scrolls Skyrim. Yes, still. Number 2, Just Dance 3, which I was playing some of over the weekend. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, God, I got issues. And number 1, still topping the charts. FIFA 12. I don't know why. And I almost played it while I was on live or wherever it was. I was about around a whole bunch of gaming services over the weekend. I was binge gaming, like, in a major way. I mean, when I say major, I have outdone myself with the binge gaming. I had the iPad, the phone, the Xbox, the Wii, the PlayStation, my PC, and another phone, and I was playing all at the same time.
Holy bejesus, woman.
I got tired, and I started, getting confused about what was going on.
I can imagine.
I also had, I also had Second Life running on my laptop. And I was in Tropico. Remember I told you I had Tropico? I started talking to somebody. Well, this El Presidente is going to bed. Wait a minute. Why did I say El Presidente? Because I'm playing Tropico. Yeah. So that's when it's time to go to bed.
Yes. A little bit. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, woman.
I needed it. Sometimes you got a binge game. Okay, so then my other piece of news I must share with you, those of you who are out at CES, and maybe you're just watching some of the coverage, we kind of scaled ours back a little bit. We have a feed, but that's about it. But this is one reason why I wish I would have gone, just to see this one game, I'm Alive. I Am Alive. You guys know that game? Ubisoft. So apparently, there was a demo at CES. And if you're not familiar with the game, it takes place in a post-disaster, not apocalyptic, well, kind of apocalyptic, I guess you could say, where a survivor is the entire
premise of the game. The makers of the game told some of our peoples out at the CES that it's a man who goes back to his home city after a mysterious disaster known as the Event hits the planet. It is a third-person action-adventure focused on survival, but it has no monsters or zombies, which is a first in a survival game. Mm-hmm. Instead, you have to deal with human enemies, who are all...
Human enemies.
Yes, all unpredictable. So you wander the city, you stumble across other survivors. Some need help, some are friendly, some are confrontational. Some want to mess you up and take your water. You guys remember the trailer from 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
About the water. They said you might have to bluff it because you're out of bullets. I'm loving this. I cannot wait to play it. So we have been following this game. You can check out on our YouTube channel the interview with Mr. Metra and Mr. Aurelien Palais. Yes, these are French guys, and they look French. Mwah, delicious.
Mwah.
Bonjour, Jolies. But, yeah, I am so excited about the game. So, so excited. We are borrowing this interview from our people. We have to tell Jose about us. Hi, Devendra. Yes, borrowing your stuff. I don't think this is his, though. But, yeah, I'm borrowing your stuff. But very
somebody's stuff.
Yes. But there's a whole bunch of little tidbits about the game. It is going to be released on Xbox Live Arcade, which is unheard of. But it will be fantastic. Don't panic if your hard drive's not big enough. You can use that cloud business to store it. So,
yay.
They're saying it should be available by February, which I'm very excited about, and y'all may never see me.
Yeah.
Again. Look, you may never see me again. Seriously. Seriously.
Yeah, you gotta come back.
No, I've been waiting on this game for like 2 years. Seriously, I may not speak to any of you ever again. I'm going to need y'all to calm down on the tweets.
Yeah, sorry, I was taunting GLaDOS.
Don't taunt GLaDOS. Don't, right? You know who's on Twitter?
Yes. That's why I was taunting her.
Did she talk back to you?
I don't know. No, not yet. All right, what do we got? Oh, hey, this is cool, except, you know. Yeah, all right, so
what?
Bungie.
What did I do?
What?
Oh, I thought you said this is Corey, and I was like, what did I do?
No, I said this is kind of cool.
What?
All right, so this is from GamePolitics.com this morning. As y'all can tell, I'm so tired. I don't know why I'm so tired. Bungie publicly proclaims its opposition to SOPA. Everybody knows what SOPA is, right? We've only been talking about it every day for like the past 2 weeks. Bungie, the company who made a game series you might vaguely be familiar with, Halo, Master Chief, nom nom nom. All right, so has come out publicly against SOPA. The company posted a statement on its official site highlighting its strong opinion about the anti-piracy and rogue website bills being considered by lawmakers in Washington. Bungie says that lawmakers' attempts to curtail piracy are clumsy and messy and will negatively impact the games they make and the people who play them. They said, at Bungie, we tend to keep our collective noses out of state affairs. We can't even come to a consensus on which bus line to take into Bellevue in the morning, let alone arrive at any unified conclusions regarding our equally congested political roadways, but we all agree that SOPA sucks, and we're not alone. In a clumsy effort to curtail online piracy, this messy piece of legislation will, if passed, negatively impact both the games we make and the people who play them. If that sounds like very bad news to you, and it should, we encourage you to take a few moments to learn more about SOPA by reading the bill itself, by visiting the Electronic Frontier Foundation for more information, and by contacting your representatives in the United States Congress and the Senate to make your voice heard. Bungie is opposed to any legislation that curtails free speech, stifles innovation, and prevents the open information on the internet. SOPA fits that bill. If it passes, it will hurt our community, the gaming community at large, and it could very well cripple the kind of games we love to create and play. Just like online piracy, that would be downright criminal. True story. If they did this, we may have never had a Halo. And you know, we cannot not have a Halo. That just hurts me even thinking about it. And Corey is muted or something?
You know, I am.
Taunting
me? I am.
And we can't hear her. Yeah. Hello, Corey.
Well,
I'm still there.
Well, Apple is trying to put a positive spin on this whole business we told you about last week.
Oh, yeah?
People were threatening to cut themselves. That's serious.
I think it was more than cut themselves, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, Apple has attempted to cast some positive light onto the ongoing concerns over the conditions of work in its Asian supply chain by issuing a report focused on the improvements which the California company says it's making to lives and labor laws. The report mm-hmm. comes partly in response to recent scandals over working conditions in factories run by Foxconn, a massive China-based manufacturer which provides parts and assembly for many Western electronics companies, including Apple, Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony. In June.
Not good, people. Not good. Mm-mm. Be petted. This is what you should be taking care of.
Right? The human animal. In June 2010, Steve Jobs admitted to finding a rash of deaths and attempted suicides at Foxconn plant he found them troubling. Who wrote this? Promising to investigate and attempt to improve some conditions. Prior to that, Sony, HP, Dell, and Nintendo had all begun independent investigations into the deaths. Highlighted in the report are Apple's attempts to offer free educational courses for employees and a drive to prevent underage labor extended working hours. He says, we have zero tolerance for underage labor, and we believe our system is the toughest in the electronics industry. This is a part that was highlighted from said report. In 2011, they're saying they broadened their age verification program and saw dramatic improvements in hiring practices by their suppliers. Cases of underage labor were down significantly, and audits found no underage workers on the final assembly suppliers. Overall, the report lists a 74% compliance with working practice regulations, and most compliant category being the prevention of underage labor at 97%, and the lowest being working hours, where compliance rating of just 38% was achieved. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I say? Oh, I didn't need to throw this in before I go off. Several workers at the Foxconn plant are said to be manufacturing Xbox 360s. They're the ones who climbed on the roof and threatened a mass suicide after the pay deal was reneged upon by the company. Here's what I say. You people are building phones, they're waiting to build this, and it's not to be on the roof threatening to kill yourself. Because if you kill yourself, you're not going to get the money anyway. And they're just going to put somebody else in your place, and the Xboxes still get built. Honestly, the best thing you all could do is pick up your stuff, grab you two or three Xboxes, and walk the hell out. You can have your Xboxes back when you pay me. And I'll come back also when you pay me. Right, Ginger? Who's muted? Ginger May, are you still?
I'm here and I'm screaming at the screen. I'm like, oh my God, why am I muted? I was making all sorts of comments.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, take them bitch. Go to eBay. My bad. I stopped myself that way. I didn't totally say that.
Nah, technically this report is over a year old, but still, you guys, if you're gonna do that, just walk out. Don't kill yourself.
It's a job that's not worth it. I understand you need the money and you got to feed families.
And what's worse, Microsoft and all you guys, they're, and I'm not trying to have this whole anti-foreign labor sentiment, but there's plenty of people here in the U.S. that would love to have a job putting together Xboxes, seriously.
Yes.
We're not superpower anymore. We need the money. Why don't you bring a couple of these factories over here and give some of our people.
Yeah, my other comment was going to be, let's start a riot.
You know what? We need you to not start a riot.
Start a riot.
We need our Xboxes, Ginger. I just want to point that out to you. If you start a riot, no Xboxes get made, Ginger.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what have I got? Oh, my God, Apple. What are y'all doing, Apple? GamePolitics.com this morning. Mario Kart clone makes it through Apple's approval process.
I saw that. That's not the first time that's happened, actually.
No, not. They say Apple continues to prove that whoever runs its approval department, you know, untrained monkeys, for iOS apps may not be paying attention. Stop looking at the monkey porn. It was pointed out that the latest offenders is a Mario Kart ripoff called Mole Kart, available right now for $2. Mole Kart looks suspiciously like Mario Kart. The comments on the game's iTunes products page indicate that users aren't fooled. One reviewer says that the game is identical to Mario Kart in a number of ways, including similar items, music, and tracks that the person describes as exact copy.
It is. I downloaded and took a peek and went, this is the second time this has happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what do they say? You can judge for yourselves by visiting the game's product page. The developer of the game might try to argue that Molecart pays homage rather than being a blatant ripoff, but the game offers many things considered anything more than a clone cash-in. Maybe it's time for Apple to hire more people, not trained monkeys, for its quality control department at the App Store.
We all know they don't pay attention because, as I told you, how many apps have I told you I've run across where people said, I paid for this, I didn't get it.
Yep.
This doesn't work, and the developer's not responding.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody is not paying attention. I'm wondering, I'm tempted to do an experiment, grab me a few coders and say, throw together something that kind of works when you click on it, you know, just a few minutes in, and then it shuts down and say, we took your money, and see how long before it gets pulled off the App Store, if it makes it to the App Store, for that matter.
That is nuts.
It's just ridiculous. They're not paying attention over there.
They're not. They're.
And you don't want the ESRB to watch you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is why, because they'd actually have to hire people to do a job. bananas. No, we need our bananas. Haven't you heard bananas are going out? Are going extinct? Stop feeding the monkeys. Hire people, not monkeys.
Dun dun dun. Dun. Okay. Anyway.
Dun 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 dun. Dun.
Wow, we got some interesting stuff going on. Okay, so Playdom
uh-huh.
is managing to publish a new game called Triple Town.
All right.
Yeah, I keep pausing because I'm like, why? Disney's social games division, Playdom, if you didn't know they were owned by Disney, who is supports mm-hmm. SOPA?
Disney supports SOPA?
Yep. You know, we're going to support this.
No.
You know? Yes, the only reason we're going to read this story is because we want you to avoid it. Do not play Triple Town.
Down with Disney.
Ooh, Disney.
Boo.
They're going
to Twitter that?
Boo, Disney. Go ahead and Twitter it. They're going to publish a game called Spry Fox. It's Triple Town from this week on Facebook. They're saying improved marketing, reaching a higher user base, and the fact that Playdom offered a fair deal. Where were the reasons for the partnership with Spry Deal? So they Spry Fox saying, I said Spry Deal, not whatever, who cares? You support SOPA. We don't care about reading your stuff, right? Okay, so they did not treat us like creative but helpless indies to be mercilessly exploited. You guys probably should have went somewhere else. Really, Spry Deal or Spry Fox, whoever you are. Playdom has made advanced tools for analyzing activity in the game for them. He said they said theoretically they could have built and or acquired all this from third parties, but even in the best case scenario, it would have been neither easy nor cheap, and they could have not been with SOPA, which is going to drag us down eventually and make our game not be played. Guys, avoid the game Triple Town. Sorry, guys. Got in the wrong boat. Got in the wrong bus.
Yep. that was the wrong stop.
Wrong bus, wrong taxi, whatever it is, you were just wrong place, wrong time. Pick somebody else. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Boo!
Boo! All right, what do we got? Oh, Mo. Mo. All right, more people joining the protest against SOPA. Another pulling from politics on these guys. Major League Gaming goes dark January 18th to protest SOPA. Earlier this month, Major League Gaming announced that it opposed SOPA and moved its 100 domains off of GoDaddy for its initial support of the anti-piracy bill currently before the House of Representatives. Today, the Professional Gaming League announced it will join other companies by going dark on January 18th in protest of the bill. We're going to be doing it. Woohoo! All right, so from the MLG site, they say, MLG recently announced that we had moved all of our domains, over 100 in total, off GoDaddy.com because, you know, they were sucky little supporters and then, you know, tried to backtrack. Anyways, so in protest of their support of SOPA. To further our anti-SOPA stance, MLG will be participating in the blackout on January 18th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All the sites and our network will be down during that time. And in their place will be a short message with additional information about SOPA to help educate our community members about the bill and what it could mean for them. The MLG joins a growing chorus of voices in the game industry railing against SOPA and PIPA, including Bungie, Runic Games, Red Pie Studios, Epic Games, Riot Games, GamingAtrix.com, and many more. Yay! And Corey's all quiet.
I was laughing. I said, yeah, and Gamer Girls Radio will be gone as well. But we're doing more than just 8. We're down midnight to midnight. Sorry, guys. You'll live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the teasing thing about it that's going to bother you is we'll still be posting stuff. You won't be able to see it. Hey, don't get angry at us. It's not our fault. Our mouths are covered.
Yes.
Well, speaking of more SOPA news, yes, we are inundating you with it. If you don't know what it is, go look it up. Join the fight. Not Halo, SOPA. Some of you went, join the fight? Isn't that from Halo? Yes, we're talking about SOPA today, though. The White House shook up, let me back it up a little bit. Apparently, Anonymous is targeting some media execs, moguls, and they're taking aim at Google. The White House shook up the debate over the controversial Stop Online Piracy Act, SOPA, this weekend, publishing a letter that made it clear the executive branch would not back a bill without changes that address concerns over online censorship and damage to the very architecture of the Internet. The big news is that Congress has agreed to shelve the vote on SOPA until they can find more common ground. Yay!
Yay!
But the battle over how best to address online piracy has now spun far and wide. The hacktivist group Anonymous, for example, has found a juicy new target, stodgy old media execs. That's right, they listened to us. The group obtained and then published posts with personal information about Jeffrey L. Bukes, chairman and chief executive of Time Warner, and Summer M. Redstone, who oversees Viacom and CBS. As the New York Times reports, the Anonymous set off a wave of angry phone calls and emails to Mr. Bukes' home. The people in power seemed a little perplexed about the guerrilla tactics. Why can't they just hire a lobbyist like anyone else? Because we ain't like anybody else. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
A congressional aide for the House Judiciary Committee asked the New York Times. He says, if you thought fabulously wealthy media moguls are going to take this line down, think again. New course, Rupert Murdoch used his Twitter account over the weekend to respond to the White House letter. So Obama has thrown in his lot with Silicon Valley paymasters who threaten all software creators with piracy, plain thievery, he tweeted. Dude, you might not. I don't want to open your mouth, Rupert. Piracy leader, you are out of your element. Oh, my God. Piracy leader is Google, who streams movies free, sells adverts around them. No wonder pouring millions into lobbying. Mr. Murdoch seems a little more than a little confused about how search engines work. But, hey, when you're running a massive multinational corporation that lies about other people, you don't have details. Responded via a letter to CNET. This is just nonsense, a Google spokeswoman declared. Last year, we took down 5 million infringing web pages from our search results and invested more than $60 million in fights against bad ads. We fight pirates and counterfeiters every day. The focus, however, will now shift to the Senate, where Majority Leader Harry Reid has announced his intention to move forward with a vote on PIPA, SOPA's evil cousin, sometime in the next 2 weeks. VentureBeat is reporting, expect a lot more fireworks, including a massive protest later in the week from the New York Tech Meetup, which is holding an emergency event for its more than 19,000 members outside the offices of Charles Schwimmer and Kirsten Gillibrand. And I say fantastic. Proud of you, Anonymous.
Yes. This is awesome, Anonymous.
That's awesome. Do you know the thing I find funny is the why don't you guys hire lobbyists? You all, the people that they put on blast that way, are they all own the major news networks and they are keeping this quiet. Anybody can tell me what network they've seen anything about SOPA on, we'll back down.
Yes.
There has been no major news network on television that has been covering this. So a lot
of... This is true. We talked about this last week, I think.
Yeah, so, because they own all the networks. They're keeping it quiet. And so, sorry, you get a little upset because we put your information up on the Internet. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Then yes.
Stop trying to hide it.
Stop trying to hide it. I mean, we understand that for the majority... I'm probably going to get some hate mail. For the majority, people who watch TV tend to be pretty ignorant. Y'all are all too busy, you know, watching... hey, watching, you know... Hey, I bought the storage room and it's full of junk. Yay! Oh my God, I've got these 15 girls and I'm supposed to marry one at the end of the season. Yeah, I'm sorry. So much of TV is just ignorant. It rots your brain, it really does. And y'all just, the news in the U.S., and I love me some U.S., trust me I do, is very biased. And it's
not just in the U.S., Rupert Murdoch spans countries, so he...
Yes, it's true.
He had his own scandal he was dealing with over in the U.K., and then he opens his mouth over here. You know, it's not even that I agree with Anonymous tactics, okay? We're not telling them to do things because we enjoy them having to go after people, but you kind of have to look at this in terms of parents and children. Mm-hmm. If you're in the store and you see somebody that has some badass kids, and you very calmly ask the parent, please tell your child. Oh, you know what? I got a better example closer to that. There is a child who is grown now that was on another, you know, married into my family. And his parents never said anything to this child. Now, in my family, he would have gotten knocked out a long time ago. This child, when he was four, came up and ripped the beads off my $200 couture dress that I saved 2 months to buy to a wedding. And they said nothing. They did not offer to pay for it. And you best believe me, I got down on the middle of the dance floor and whipped his little ass. This is what I'm talking about. You execs out there, we've already calmly spoken to you. So now somebody else has got to step in and whoop your little asses. Sorry, you're not listening.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You're not listening. So if Anonymous sometimes has to step in and whoop a little ass, and yes, this is daytime, I had to say the A word to get my point across. Then
yay! She says A word.
Yeah, I'm all for them stepping in sometimes, not all the time, because you're not listening. And you're not listening to your parents, which is your voters, and we don't want you to do this. We're going to do it anyway. You all are minority. Nobody's listening to you anyway. You're not listening.
We're not the minority.
No. The geek shall inherit the earth. Get ready. Anyway,
yes. Geek is the new joss, baby.
That's right. Get over it. Stop trying to take our stuff.
Stop. Don't touch it. Don't touch me.
Just stop. Don't touch it. Put it down.
Don't touch me. Okay. Man versus Machine gaming world record attempt. One time, 1,000 players and browser carnage. I love that word, carnage.
Yes.
All right, so the world of multiplayer gaming is about to change, and you are invited to be part of it. On January 29th, 2012, at 1600 CET, Swedish tech company Much Different is asking you to join in on a world record attempt. The goal, a once-in-a-lifetime event, one battlefield, 1,000 players, and an in-browser FPS game. Just a thought. Game developers will have a chance to face off against each other in massive carnage. Since there will be only 1,000 players, secure your place by buying a ticket. Buying? Whoa.
Well, you went too far when you said buy.
I know, right? These can be found on the Engineers Without Borders Stockholm Organization's website so that all the earnings will go straight to them. All right, that's kind of cool. That's better. I like to hear that. Never before have so many players fought each other in an FPS on one battlefield in the browser. And never before has so much time been spent on a game only to be played once. They say don't miss it. All right, so if you want to check this out, you got to head over to muchdifferent.com/1000player FPS. All right, so this sounds awesome. And I'm going to go over there and see how much the tickets are.
Man, that is hot.
That is hot.
You know what I'm still waiting for? An FPS. Even if it's motion controlled, where they just throw 1,000 of us on a battlefield with some swords, like gladiator style, and just let me go to work.
Yes.
Just slicing people.
Not letting us buy tickets yet, apparently. Can't tell you how much it's worth.
Dagnabbit.
That sounds like fun, though.
It does. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's been some rumors floating around about THQ. Yeah, THQ.
Uh-oh. What they do this time.
According to Gamasutra, this morning, THQ said Sunday evening that despite rumors circulating on the Twitterverse that it is not canceling its entire 2014 lineup or ceasing development of its major MMO, Warhammer 40K Dark Millennium Online.
They better not. Do you know how many nerds are going to be so TikTok? And I'm a nerd, people. Calm down.
I'm one of you. It's okay.
Do you know how many nerds are so TikTok about this?
THQ has not canceled its 2014 lineup and has not made any decisions regarding the planned MMO, said a spokesperson over at THQ by the name of Miss Angela Emery. She says, as part of an ongoing review of our business, we have made decisions that ensure that the company is strategically addressing the most attractive markets. As we have previously announced, we have dramatically reduced our commitment to the kids' boxed games sector, which leads to a significantly more focused release schedule moving forward. The rumor, of course, began on the Twitter feed of one Mr. Kevin Dent, a video games industry consultant and IGDA member, who claimed insider knowledge of the sweeping drastic changes within THQ. Bad Kevin. But according to the publisher, whose stock currently hovers at about 60 cents 66 cents per share, it will continue to reposition its business towards more profitable spaces. And I'm going over and grab me a few of those. I can afford a few stocks for 66 cents. He says, there's a slate for 2012 and beyond is focused on high-quality core games and continues to build their digital platform and business. Emery said they're very excited for their pipeline of original and high-quality content, along with their relationships with some of the best talent in the industry. THQ has game development deals with movie maker Guillermo del Toro, as well as former Team Ninja head Tomonobu Itagaki. I'm sorry, Itagaki. Itagaki? Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I'm going to call you Tom for short, just because that's the first part of your name. Emery said recent releases have performed well for THQ. Additionally, we're thrilled with the great performance of Saints Row the Third, which on a like-for-like period in North America has tripled in sell-through from Saints Row 2. In addition, WWE 12 worldwide sell-through sales are up almost 40% year-over-year for the same sales period with fewer platforms. The spokesperson also added, according to NPD, the month of December and the 2011 year, THQ was the number five publisher overall, number four third party, with reported sell-through growing over 18% in market that was down almost 6%. And coming up next, they are saying they have two great titles for the first half of the year, including UFC Undisputed 3 and Darksiders 2 is due out any day now.
Yay!
I advise you to go over and buy you some stock in THQ for when Darksiders comes out, because I know that one is going to do massively well. Although I was advised years ago not to buy stocks centered around games, but it works well. It really, really works well. You have to be careful, though. It is a big gamble because you never know which games are going to do very well. But we've been watching for a while here, so I usually can tell you. Is going to do well. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say it's going to do well. I'm going to tell you this. You go buy your stock and just hang on to it. It's going to stay around 60 cents. And then the week the Darksiders 2 comes out, it's going to skyrocket. You have exactly 2 days to dump it and get rid of it quickly. Because that's about how long it's going to take for people to play through it and decide they either love it or hate it. Mm-hmm. But the stock will be up those 2 days. So.
Yes.
Where can you buy your stock? Go over to sharebuilder.com. It's $5 opening account. No, they're not paying us to tell you this, but we feel obligated to share with you our little pocket money secrets. This is how we stay in the virtual shoes.
Yes.
And the real shoes.
Virtual shoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what have I got? Applications for 2012 IGDA Scholar Program due January 20th. Students selected get mentors, access to major game industry events. This is kind of awesome. All right, so applications are now due for the 13th Annual International Game Developers Association's Global Scholar Program.
Yay!
Candidates need to submit the application at the IGDA website. Final deadline is in. Yes, that's in 4 days, people, 4 days. Scholars chosen in this round will be given free access to one of the three major gaming events, PAX East, GDC San Francisco, or SXSW Interactive Exclusive Studio and Booth Tours, as well as a chance for a one-on-one mentorship from a veteran in the game industry. The purpose of the IGDA Scholar Program is to identify and then accelerate the careers of promising game development students. Many leading industry companies have signed on to participate in the program. Autodesk, as well as Microsoft Studios, are global sponsors of the Scholars Program, and the Massachusetts Digital Games Institute, MassDigi, have joined as a new sponsor this year as the program makes its debut in the Boston at PAX East. Who is this? Gordon Bellamy, Executive Director of IGDA, says, the IGDA Scholars Program selects the innovators of tomorrow in all crafts and then provides them an experience to help them become superstars. We take students behind the scenes at the biggest trade shows and let them meet and brainstorm with the creators of their favorite games. During the process, they receive invaluable feedback, allowing them to shape their own concepts of what makes great games and great game careers. Ideal candidates will have demonstrated focused dedication to a game-related career, academic excellence, as well as displaying a breadth of activity and volunteerism within his or her community. Applicants must be a full-time undergraduate, graduate, or PhD student, 18 years of age or older, and a member of the IGDA. All right, so students can still join the IGDA, which is igda.org/join, and then you can apply. So, yay, go over there and do this. This sounds kind of awesome.
It is rather awesome. Now, with mere minutes left, I'm going to tell you about the new DLC for Dead Island.
Oh, yeah, tell me, is it good?
Deep Silver announced the upcoming release of brand new story DLC for the award-winning game Dead Island. This DLC offers a unique new perspective into the incidents in the main story of Dead Island. This time, the player will get the chance to play as Ryder White, the antagonist of the main game, learn more about his motivations and why from his point of view, why he did what he had to do. The fresh take on Dead Island story shows Ryder White both as a military man and a loving husband. Aww. The DLC stars Ryder White as a newly playable character and offers a single-player campaign with several hours of story content with twists and turns that will shed new light on the game's happenings. Two blueprints and weapons will further expand the already impressive arsenal of Dead Island. The DLC will be available in a mere 2 weeks, February 1st, for the PlayStation 3, the Xbox, and for you Microsoft Windows gamers, peoples, it'll be available for 800 Microsoft points on Xbox Live and 79 on PSN and Steam as well. Yay! Fantastical. There's also some screenshots up on our site. You can read the rest of this if you like on our site. Screenshots, lovely, lovely screenshots. I gotta say, I was a little concerned playing on live when I was messing around with Tropico that it was suffering from some graphical loss, and it's really not. So I played Tropico on both, you know, on and off there. Fantastic. It's really nice. It was smooth. I could do four or five other things at the same time. I had Photoshop open. I had my Windows up. And I don't have a new PC anymore, people. My girl's getting old. And she was handling it nicely. I didn't have any glitches with Tropico, none of that. So if you haven't tried on live and you don't have a newer PC, you still want to do some PC gaming, they're nice. They don't have a large selection yet, though. Some things they don't have. Like, I was looking for some older games like The Guild 2, because I love The Guild 2.
Yeah.
I was having a simulator thing going on this weekend. I was craving it
badly.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You said The Guild, and I started thinking that.
Yes, that's partially where they got the idea from. It's a mix of what happens in MMOs and in that game as well. The game is kind of humorous too, but it is a simulator. It's not like an MMO, although it has some. You can play with MMO if there's anybody still on the servers. But because it's 2010, I think, is when it came out. The last one, the Renaissance.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but if you like some simulators, not like The Sims, not like The Sims Medieval. They kind of tried to borrow the idea, but it's poorly executed on EA's part. This one is the real deal. They throw you in the Victorian era, and you got to take care of your family through generations, and you know, try
that's
to help.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, and you got to survive through things like dysentery and being stabbed by thieves. And because you have to think about it, there were thieves back then, but they were much, much worse than they are now. I mean, now you may get away with your life. Then it was like, I have no choice but to cut you because it's not like I can shoot you and it's no gun.
I think I'd much rather die being stabbed than dysentery, though.
Seriously. That's nasty. Anyway, we got to cross over into streaming land where you will not get to hear the rest unless
streaming
you download.
Yay.
You can download or listen later. You don't have to download. We appreciate the downloads, though. We like it when you do. Take us with you everywhere. Go in your pocket. I forgot what I was going to say. I love when that happens. Anyway. Oh, yes. We do have a copy of the Guinness World Records 2012 Gamers Edition.
Yay.
Wait, but you have to listen to us Thursday night. We will say a word. It will probably be at the end of the show. And then Friday morning, you got to tweet it to us. Yes. During the news.
Nah.
You got to be the first one to tweet it to us during the news.
Uh-huh.
And you can.
So you have to listen to get the word.
Mm-hmm. It might be a word and a sentence. We might do that.
Yes.
Whatever it is, we'll tell you during the show. But you got to be listening to win.
Yes. I think it was like a word and a definition. But yeah, either way.
Oh, we said yeah. Okay. But it'll be something to do with gaming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just like that. You guys know where to find us. GamerGirlsRadio.com, GamerNation.com. Wow, that's too loud. Second Life, blah, blah, blah. Everywhere, you know where to find us. If you don't, shame on you. And remember, Wednesday, we're all blacked out. Our eyes are black.
Blacked out. Mm-hmm.
The whole day, we're going to leave you by yourself to play.
And some to death.
We'll see you on the other side.
I love your smile. Now your girl's been alone. Said these things make my heart ache. Got some paper, watch the place shake like an earthquake. That ain't no way.
Oh, that's Ginger's song right there.
Yes, yes, yes. I was bouncing up and down my chair.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes. I love that song.
I know. That's why I played. I was like, she's going to go,
oh. yes, yes. That one always gets me up and bouncing around.
Would you like to go? Because if not, I have some interesting things.
I will go.
I have a lot of interesting things to share.
All right, so Dot Clock, the toasted sandwich of time. Oh, yes, it's the toasted sandwich of time. Stickman Studios has today announced they're bringing their popular title, Dot Clock, the toasted sandwich of time, to the PlayStation Network. Join Dot Clock in his first incredible inventing adventure. Navigate Doc Clock and his sarcastic robot sack on their journey through time in a bid to save the Doc's beloved cat, Franklin, from a prickly fate. Test your mental skills by designing ingenious inventions to overcome improbable obstacles. Then push your piloting abilities to the limit as you attempt to steer your crazy contraptions through an insane world of spiky pits, icy chasms, and interrupting volcanoes, all dominated by technophobic hippie robots. Really? All right, so... they say the pricing of the game is going to come in the coming weeks. We got some features, though. Infinite possibilities. Invent almost anything you can imagine from the objects you discover, such as spring-powered vehicles, catapults, and incredible flying machines. Enjoy wisecracks from Sack as he berates Doc Clock throughout the adventure. Instant gratification. Immediately undo your calamitous mistakes with Doc Clock's empathy time letter. Prove your awesomeness. Win trophies by unlocking achievements such as Headhunter and Rocket Man. All right, so this is going to be for, it's going to be for the PlayStation Move and all that. Let me see. Just for the PS3, PlayStation Move. This sounds like fun. I actually might want to play this. This sounds kind of hilarious, especially with the whole sarcastic humor with the sack berating Doc. That reminds me of the little imp in WoW with the Warlock, the first pet. Man, that thing talks so much crap.
Cut it.
I threatened to, too, man. I was like, you know what? Go kill this. Go die. Some of my blueberry.
Well, Kinect better watch out. Because there's somebody else that's trying to put their toe in your water, too.
Who's trying to get in your water?
A lovely new gadget called Soft Kinetic is one of the many sensor companies promoting 3D cameras in the wake of Microsoft's success with Kinect for the Xbox 360. But while Microsoft has already sold 18 million Kinect systems, Michael Tombroff, chief executive of Soft Kinect, says motion sensing technology is just getting off the ground. Tombroff says the company's time-of-flight technology is more responsive than the PrimeSense technology used in the Kinect system, and that makes for applications using Soft Kinect much more accurate. With the time of flight, the camera sends out a signal into a room and waits for it to bounce off of an object. Then the signal returns. Soft Kinect software calculates how far away the object is, and then it draws a 3D map of the space in front of the camera. It can do this real time. Mm-hmm.
That is nice.
Yes. Microsoft, of course, launched their Kinect in the fall of 2010, but Tombroff says technology has moved forward since then. His company showed off some examples of their lovely new little gadget at CES last week in Las Vegas. Potential uses of the hardware range from controlling your TV or shopping for clothes online in a virtual dressing room. For instance, you can get close to the PC with the near mode interaction, which allows you to be as close as 10 inches away from the sensor and still be detected. With Kinect, you can't get closer than 3 feet or so, unless you have something to scan, and even that's a little iffy. So you can sit at a PC and control what is on your screen without having to touch the screen. System can recognize two hands or a single finger raised. Awesome. Guru Golf was at the Soft Kinetic booth at CES showing off its golf training system, which tracks your swing and offers analysis and training. Soft Kinect has a camera dubbed the DepthSense DS311. Which uses time-of-flight technology to calculate the position and movement of objects in a 3D space. It also has a 3D gesture-controlled development system dubbed Lisu 3.0 that developers can use to create new applications. Soft Kinetic creates its own gesture-controlled games as well as the middleware that developers need to make sense of the sensor data. In this way, Tombroff says his company provides a whole solution for customers. The SoftKinetic technology has been used in creating interactive marketing applications such as digital interactive art in the lobby of Yahoo's headquarters. It also has been used to show off the Disney movie The Sorcerer's Apprentice in theaters, and it's also been used on a large interactive wall by Bally Total Fitness Centers to encourage exercise. Fantastical. I would love to get my hands on this business.
Yes, yes, yes.
So let me see if they got some prices up at their website. They do not have any prices up. Why? Maybe I want to buy one. We want to buy one. What if we want it?
Yes, yes. They need to tell us. They need to tell us.
We need the price. Well, they're saying it's cost effective. So hopefully, ladies and puppies and kittens and ladies and gentlemen, it will not be too expensive for us to buy and have one. Because I wouldn't have that on a computer. Imagine if I could play Tropico and use my hands and not the mouth.
Ooh. Ooh, that'd be hot.
That's the other thing I did this weekend. I sprained my thumb. That's how much I was binge gaming. My thumb was sprained. I was like, I'm not stopping.
I'm gotta pull my mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, Jerry, you don't use your thumb for that. Anyway, yeah, so I...
True.
Your thumb has nothing to do with that at all.
This is true.
Nothing.
All right.
She's trying to change the subject. I'm not letting you.
I'm trying. Oh, it's that game that just won't die. Oh, my God. All right, so Rockstar veteran joins RuneScape Maker. GamePolitics.com. RuneScape Maker Jagex has hired former Rockstar veteran Alex Horton to the new post of Chief Creative Officer, according to GamesIndustry.biz. When he was at Rockstar, Horton served as art and animation director and oversaw the launches of Manhunt, Red Dead Revolver, oh my god, I can't talk, and Grand Theft Auto series. Later, he left to focus on being a consultant to the industry. Horton will help with the continued development of the MMO RuneScape, which just won't die, as well as Transformers Universe and Stellar Dawn MMOs. Jagex has been around ever since I've been in the industry, and it's been amazing to witness their development and creativity in the online gaming space over the last decade. This is coming from Horton. Multiplayer browser-based online gaming is the future, and I am hugely excited and honored to be a part of the UK's largest independent development space in this environment. Jagex is certainly the place to be. Jagex CEO Mark Gerhard says Alec will be working across the studios with our game design, development, and creative teams to ensure all of our games achieve their true mass market potential. I know him to be hardworking, passionate, driven, and straight-talking, a perfect match for Jake's DNA. Seriously, RuneScape people, really? Really? Really?
I haven't played RuneScape, so I can't say yay or nay. We got more about this Catherine game again, and I'm still just
evil.
No. This is okay. Let me tell you. First of all, this is from Deep Silver again. People just that made Dead Island. I'm not understanding this whole flip other side thing at all. But they're saying they're giving away an art book and a CD soundtrack that will be available if you happen to pre-order the game Catherine, which is coming out on the 10th of February this year. You cannot get the artwork and the booklet anywhere else except for if you pre-order. This also applies to the music tracks from the game that the limited CD will contain. The pre-order items will be available through a special retail partner in each of the territories that the game will be published, which is Europe, and with the game being the retailer for Europe or for the UK. I guess that's why this game is coming out there and not here. Catherine will be released by Deep Silver in Europe in a limited Stray Sheep edition containing a raid t-shirt that the character wears in the game, Vincent, two Stray Sheep bar-themed coasters, a Catherine poster that is exclusively available in this edition, all served in a pizza delivery box from the Stray Sheep bar as packaging. And as a standard edition, Stray Sheep edition of Catherine will have the price of €69.99. Standard edition will be available €59.99. So Catherine will be released in all the PAL territories for PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360. Catherine will also feature localized text in French, English, Italian, Spanish, and German. No, I didn't say English. There's no English a given. Here's what has me confused and probably why it's not coming out here, because it's just not a good market.
Yeah.
is the game is about a guy named Vincent, who is a likes his girlfriend. Her name's Catherine. She's pretty smart and successful. She's also starting to talk about long-term commitment, something that he's spent his entire life avoiding. Since romantic complications are the last thing he wants to deal with, he meets with his friends for their regular night of drinks. Little does he know, he's about to be blindsided by a beautiful, seductive, irresistible freight train named Catherine, with a C. Suddenly, he's hungover in bed next to the most beautiful woman he's ever seen.
Ooh, hungover in bed.
Yes, and he's unsure about the previous night's events. Was it just making out, he wonders, or did something more serious happen? Should he tell Catherine with a K? Will he ever see Catherine with a C again? Vince is about to stumble upon the staircase of love that can turn into a horrific fatal plummet. Yeah. So,
yes, pretty much, dudes, if you get drunk and wake up with some crazy chick beside you, run!
Well,
run!
Here's the thing. See, all of that makes for a really good game if there was something else going on. Maybe she's dead when he wakes up. But none of that is there. The key features of the game are, they're saying, the horrors of love, Vincent's waking fears, doubts, pressures, and growing guilt about commitment and infidelity now gleefully follow him into his dreams, manifesting as a horribly disfigured monster and a ticking clock. You must navigate him through moral decisions. This does not sound like fun gameplay to me.
No,
this sounds like The Sims, but in a single-player mode. And again, I can't drown him in the pool, so what's the point? So I'm not sold on this game. And again, it's not coming out here in the U.S., but our U.K. listeners, you might be interested in checking it out. It's at Catherine, with a C, .deepsilver.com if you want to go take a look. I'm not getting it.
No. I don't get it either. That's just one of those games that makes my head go, what?
Kind of pretty much like Dead or Alive. I'm like, who's playing this? Who on God's green earth is playing this?
Somebody
must like this. And it's a whole little, the styles of art is very, you know, anime-ish. So I'm pretty sure over in those territories it's going to do well. And they might have an underground following here as well. I'm going to wait until they do a PC version and see if maybe I can grab one. from somewhere when it makes its way to PC.
Yeah.
Maybe on Amazon, because, you know, all the stuff goes to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Can my UK people explain to me what is the draw for this? I'm not.
Yeah. I don't get it, people. I try. I really do. But no, not so much.
You don't get it either?
No.
Let's see. All right. Well, it is time for us to go.
It is time for... Oh, hey, look at that. It is time for us to go.
Wait a minute. Make sure I got this right song.
Mr. President.
Nope. Wrong birthday song. Okay. Anyway. We are out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. And then remember, Wednesday, we are not here. But you must be listening. But Thursday, we will be here. We say the magic words or sentences that will land you a copy of the Guinness Book of World Records 2012 Gamers Edition. Good stuff in there. Like, what was the first MMA game, when was the first MMA fighter game to feature women? When did that come out?
Oh.
2011.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That was that one.
We wanted to do some stuff with them, but we had some of the soundtracks from the women on the soundtrack. Fantastic. And I'll leave you with one more. Most downloadable content for a console game?
Uh-huh.
Rock Band.
I thought it would have been something for Dance Central or something.
Nope. As of May 2011, console video game offering players the biggest library of downloadable content was Rock Band. Since the game's original release, more than 2,700 additional tracks from around 900 made available to download. They're saying they have everybody from Otis Redding to Metallica to Bon Jovi to Green Day to Duran Duran and much more. Harmonix Chris Rigolopoulos told that to Game Informer magazine. So, yay, you would know all this cool stuff about your community. Best-selling 3D game, I'll give you one more. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D, only because I love my man.
That doesn't surprise me. So Corey downloading like that a thousand times over just to make sure.
You know
was.
What? That's the one Zelda I have never played, believe it or not.
Really?
I never played. Wait a minute. Or did I? I played something that had an Ocarina in it. I just don't think it was that one. I think it was on the original Game Boy, but I don't think that was Ocarina of Time. I forgot what that one was called. And I still have it, and it's on my desk here somewhere, so I'll find it. Anyway, we will see you guys later, or actually tomorrow. Tomorrow you get us twice. And remember, again, Wednesday, not here. We're protesting. No sofa.
No sofa.
But in the meantime, happy birthday to the MLK, and you guys go out and enjoy, or stay in and game all day. Jen.
Later, boys and girls.